Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the last part of the hadith that we are doing, the hadith of Hazrat Zubair radiyallahu anhu, narrated by his son Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu anhu, that when his father was at the battle, and now his father is telling him, Battle of Jamal, his father is telling him that my overriding concern is my debts. This was the thing that was concerning him just at the time of maut, and such a Mubarak maut also in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becoming shaheed. But yet the thing that was concerning him, worrying him, was at my debts. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu is narrating now all the different assets that his father had. And then we came to the part where he met Hazrat Hakim rahmatullah alayh, and Hazrat Hakim told him that what debts does your father have? In reality, his father had debts of 2.2 million. But he said, I just told him 100,000. And then he looked at my father's assets and he looked at that 100,000. And he said that your father's assets won't be able to cover that 100,000. So then he said, what if my father's debts, now he put the real figure, was 2.2 million. He said, then it won't cover it. In other words, like almost definitely now it won't cover it. If you can't cover 100,000, how is he going to cover 2.2 million? But the niyat was right. And this is what lesson we take from the many lessons of this hadith, is that when the niyat is to pay the debts off, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives his hidden help. His nusrat comes and he assists and he helps. And now he explains that how he sold just one land, one piece of land was purchased for 160,000. And then that, 170,000. That piece of land in Al-Ghaba was purchased for 170,000. And he sold that one, that land for 1,600,000. This is the land of his father. And how he did it also, he took it and he split it into portions. And he offered those people that were money was owed to, that come take the portions of land according to the amount that is owed to you. And then we, Hazrat Abdullah bin Jafar radiallahu anhu comes to him and he tells him also that, listen here, I'm prepared to make that amount that your father is owing me maaf. He says, no, you take your payment. This is because he wanted to pay every cent of his father. His father had told him that make this payment. He wanted to give every cent. He said, okay, what you do is you don't even pay me immediately. When you're paying those people off later on, then you can pay me off later. Don't pay me now. He says, no, I want to pay you now. So this was the determination to make the payment. So anyway, we come to that part, last part of this hadith. The narrator says that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Jafar radiallahu anhu sold his share to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu for 600,000. When Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu paid off all his father's debts, the children here also is showing how much of barakah that land. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Jafar radiallahu anhu was owed 400,000. He took that land and what he did, he sold it immediately. He got 600,000 for it. But already that land is a barakati land now. The man made near to pay it, this person has got his payment. From there also, he's getting barakat in that. So when Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu paid off all his father's debts, now he paid off all his debts. Normally what happens in an estate is everyone wants their share. Everyone wants their share. Nobody is worried about who is being owed money and who the next person is. But look at how he distributed his father's estate. At first, every single person will get paid and get paid properly. Now only he comes to that part where everyone is paid off. Now the family gets their turn to get paid. So look at this part of this hadith. He says, when Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu paid off all his father's debts, the children of Zubair radiallahu anhu said to him, then distribute our inheritance amongst us. He replied, by Allah, I will not distribute it amongst you until I announce it for 4 years in the Hajj season. So in other words, his brothers came to him and said, right, okay, now that everything is paid off, let us get our money. But he was so meticulous that my father told me that I must pay every debt off. He said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make this announcement every Hajj season for 4 years. That if my father is owing anybody money, come and claim that money first. So in other words, I'm not going to pay the whole estate off, I'm going to hold back until I'm sure that every single person is paid. Now this was his ihtiyat, it's not something that a person has to do. Ideally we should pay it off, because in our circumstances we don't have this. But Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, he was, remember something, he was a very noble person, well-known person. He was also a person that was the leader and governor. So it was possible that somebody from the outlying areas also had a claim against him. Therefore specifically he said, no, I'm going to make this announcement at Hajj time when everyone is there. When people come from all areas, so I can be 100% sure that my father's debts are paid. So I will announce it for 4 years in the Hajj season. Whoever has a claim against Zubair radiallahu anhu should come to us so that we may settle it. He did this every year in the Hajj season. When the 4 years had passed, he set aside the bequest of the one third and distributed the balance amongst the inheritors. Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu had four wives and each one of them received 1,200,000. Just to understand how much barakat Allah Ta'ala gave in his estate. At the beginning, when Hakim analyzed it, he said that I don't think this estate will cover even 100,000. It can't cover 100,000. After every debt was settled, after all the debts were settled, the wasiyat that he made, the bequest also was put at one side. Now only the estate is getting distributed. And we know that the wives shares how much? In total it comes to 1/8. In total. In other words, four wives if you have, in total you can only have 12.5% of the estate. So from there you can imagine, if each wife is getting 1,800,000, then that will tell you that how much the estate was worth. Because this 12.5% is the total amount from the wives' shares. And here he says that he had four wives and each one of them received, 1,200,000. Each wife received 1,200,000. So you multiply that by four, is 4,800,000, is 12.5% of the leftover estate. When in the beginning, it was thought that it won't even cover 100,000. So this can tell you how much that estate was worth. Now this is what you call barakat. His total wealth was 50,200,000. Bukhari Sharif riwayat this is, shows us. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give barakat, He gives barakat. And yet this concern of his, I don't know if my money will cover up all my debts. Now this shows that they had no attachment to the wealth. It wasn't like us that we'll be counting every cent, everything we'll have, how much money I've got, and the person is getting excited about it. But they had no taluk and contact with that money. That money didn't stop him from being in the battle, from fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from giving his life. So this money wasn't a distraction. Ulama explained for us, money is such a thing that it will distract us. This love of this money is something that penetrates us. Our iman is not like the iman of sahaba. And many times the wealth that they got also was the wealth that they had got because of fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala had blessed them. It's not that they went after chasing wealth. It was something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. For us, the better thing is we don't chase after wealth. A person is sufficient or just enough that he's comfortable mentally, enough that he's comfortable so that he can continue with his ibadat, he can continue with his deen, without putting his deen at any risk, and without making it such that his family has to extend their hands to anyone. That amount a person needs to earn, and a person now should be content and satisfied. Otherwise there's no end. A person can chase and chase and chase, and there is no end to it. So one major lesson we learn from here is when a person has got debts and he makes niyat, and he wants to pay his debts off, sincere niyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hidden help comes in there. And not only hidden help comes in there, so much of barakat Allah ta'ala gives this person that now even more than what he anticipated, he gets from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore a person should never lose hope. When he has debts, he should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first part of the hadith, Zubair radiallahu anhu told his son that whenever you're having any trouble, then ask the Mawla of Zubair to help you. So he said, I didn't know what was the Mawla of Zubair. When I asked my father, who is this person? He said, that's Allah. In other words, when you want to pay, ask Allah for help, and then make a niyat, or make niyat first, and then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you'll see the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.